the Saturday Light Brigade. The Fairchild Challenge is this incredible experience where all over the country, teams take various challenges related to environmental and natural themes. Here in Pittsburgh, Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens oversees the Fairchild Challenge, and it's been our great pleasure working closely with Phipps to feature winners every month of the challenges. The first month that we had a mini musical about vegetables featured. Last month, we talked about photography and a photo essay. And this time around, fitting in with the mission of fostering interest in the environment by encouraging teams to investigate, devise imaginative and effective responses and take action at different levels on environmental issues. The challenge is called U minus technology. And I want you to think about this too. This challenge, the third, requires all participants to spend 24 hours without the use of technology, and then you'll write a reflective essay about it. And you'll hear some of the essays this morning, and we'll also talk a little bit about the experience. But first, let me introduce you to two of the honorees who were singled out for doing so well in this task. And we'll start with Hannah Boyd from South Park High School. And hi, Hannah. How are you? It would help if I got your microphone on. Let's try that again. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
How are you? There
I'm
you
good.
Are.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. And first of all, what grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
And do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
I'd like to say hi to my parents and my grandma and my sister and our environmental club teacher at South Park High School.
And what's your teacher's name?
Miss Falk.
And your sister?
My sister's name is Sarah.
Terrific. And I can't imagine myself doing this. And I also wonder where I would draw the line. Is a watch or a clock technology? Certainly a phone and a computer would be one. How did you decide to constrain yourself, and what was it like?
Well, I pretty much just thought about what, was popular technology that, there was, a screen and you really didn't need to use it to, survive. So that's pretty much what I did.
Interesting. And let me introduce you also to Sarah Bangley, who is from Southside High School. Hi.
Hi.
I did the same thing with you. What's wrong with me? We're going to give you a chance once again. Let me introduce you to Sarah Bangley from Southside High School. Hi.
Hi.
Now you're there. There's 10 of these, all thumbs today. And would you like to say hello to anybody?
I'd like to say hello to my mom, my dad, my sister, and my two English teachers who got me involved in this.
And now I'm going to ask you about your English teachers and your sister, just their names, please.
Mrs. Stockdale and Mr. Ogden are my English teachers, and my sister is Kate.
Don't have a sister named Hannah, because that would be neat, because Hannah's sister was Sarah. What was your experience doing this like?
I really enjoyed the experience. It was kind of fun.
And you've written an essay about it. We have a complete essay, and we're also going to hear some of Hannah's reflections. Before we hear from you, though, I'm curious, what did you think when this challenge was introduced? Did it seem, I mean, it's certainly doable, right? You can do anything for 24 hours, so you would probably think, oh, this will be easy, or what came into your mind?
I thought it would be fairly easy. I don't use technology that much on a regular basis.
What did you think, Hannah, when it came about?
I thought it was going to be pretty easy, and I was actually surprised how more challenging I found it when I started doing it.
Interesting. Well, let's hear from Sarah, and we'll listen to the essay that you put together. And do you need to set it up at all, or does it just start?
I guess it just starts.
Yeah, I guess it just starts. It's not like we have to identify characters or the scene. So here's Sarah Bangley from Southside High School. And this, written after reflecting on 24 hours of technology-free life.
I've always considered myself a person who uses very little technology and could easily live without it. I had a chance to prove my theory this week when I participated in the Fairchild Challenge. My list cataloging technology use during the first day was certainly short. This could be traced back to my limited access to technology. I had a laptop, which was only turned on in the afternoons, and an iPod, used solely during weekend car trips. I had no cell phone of my own and barely watched TV. With a good start to the challenge, I figured the rest would be equally simple. However, the following one-day ban on technology and assignment to the outdoors was not nearly as carefree as I had guessed. Abstaining from technology turned out to be tricky. It was difficult to avoid watching the TV or listening to the radio when a family member was using it. Used to the availability of my computer, I had to keep noting that I couldn't just hop on the internet as I pleased. I also had to watch myself when using computers at school so I wouldn't be lured in by an interesting but irrelevant link. I also missed listening to music. However, this made me notice something. With technology on hand, I was more likely to act on a whim, such as watching a certain video or typing up a spur-of-the-moment idea. Without technology, I gave things more consideration. I did not write as much, and urges to see a picture or video faded. To escape from the pull of the electronic world, the second part of the challenge lent a hand. It gave me an excuse to distance myself from technology. I knew from the beginning I would enjoy nature journaling. I grew up to love the outdoors. However, I did not count on it being very exciting or enlightening. I knew the area I was going to, and thought I had seen all there was to see. During my daily hour of nature time, though, I saw that I was wrong. Never before had I noticed the lace of a bug-eaten leaf or the sound of raindrops on leaves. I witnessed the sheer power of nature in the form of metal pipes crumbling away under the force of the elements. I watched a brilliant, iridescent, ring-necked pheasant strut mere feet from me, unaware of my presence. My forced dedication to the natural world showed me more wonders than I ever thought it would. The Fairchild Challenge took me away from time-consuming, sometimes meaningless electronic tasks and gave me mandatory free time. No longer subject to the pull of the internet, I was free to read, draw, or just think. These alternative tasks made me feel as though I was really accomplishing something, despite their simple nature. I was truly enjoying my time and getting something out of it, instead of squandering it on something flashy. It illustrated how electronics consumed so much of my time. Without technology, I felt less hurried. I'd been complaining all along that I had no free time, and here was the solution. I could sit in on nature and read the book that had collected dust being passed up for the computer. Overall, I enjoyed the challenge presented to me immensely. I hope others will try the same and experience life without technology.
It was beautifully written, and you mentioned it was two English teachers that encouraged you to do this. Do you like to write? You must.
Oh, yes, yes. I want to be an author when I grow up.
Oh, that's great. And well, tell me what grade you're in again.
I'm in 11th grade.
Have you been thinking about college yet? Or?
Not much. A couple of my teachers have mentioned it to my classes and kind of got me thinking about it.
One thing that I think makes technology, and Hannah, I wanted to include you in this too, that it particularly bothersome to me is how it interrupts so much of life. I know I try very hard not to answer the phone if I'm with a person or if I'm doing something that I just don't feel like answering the phone for. But I'm sure you know people who immediately will answer the phone, right? Just because it rings.
Oh, yeah.
And or will immediately flip through channel after channel after channel or website after website after website. But those interruptions, looking at an email the second it comes in, and it sounds like you had some longer, more reflective periods of time, at least based on what you wrote, as a result of doing this. Given how much you enjoyed that, do you think you'll find a way to do it more after having, because it takes a lot of discipline to do it, I think.
Yeah, it does, but after I found out how much time I had without technology, I really tried to do that more when the challenge ended.
Now, Hannah, you've got an excerpt from your essay.
Yeah.
Hannah also is one of the honorees, and I'm eager to hear what you have to say.
Well, this is part of before I started the day that I went without technology. On the day before I was not allowed to use technology, I went about my usual daily routine and recorded every time I used technology for communication or entertainment. During this process, I spent about 6.55 hours, or 35% of the day, on some form of technology. This statistic was staggering and scary. So it was a dramatic change to spend 39% of my day on technology one day, and then spending 0% the very next day. During this time, I realized how many good times I was missing while I was using my technology. I was missing time with my family and friends and just relaxing with myself. I was also able to realize how much of an impact all the use of technology can have on the environment and energy consumption.
That's beautifully written. And I don't know if you've seen these excerpts from all of the essays that were written. Although these do not include, these are from all the students, not just the winning ones, but I really miss my laptop, phone, and iPod. These items are literally my life. I don't even know what the date is today because I usually either check my phone's calendar or Google calendar. I have no clue what my plans are for this week because they are once again on my digital calendars. Now that I think about it, it's sad that I rely so much on technology. I can't even keep track of my own life. It's incredible, and I fall into that category as well. Sometimes forgetting what season it is, sometimes forgetting to look up at what was an absolutely gorgeous moon before the sun came up this morning. Hannah, do you think that this experiment changed you at all?
Yeah, I realized how much time I spent on technology when I could have been doing something that was more productive and was well worth my time, and that in the future I was going to try and do more of that and less of the technology that I didn't need to be using.
Do you think you might try to, both of you, make some kind of lifestyle change to incorporate this, maybe one unplugged day a week or a period of time when you're unplugged? I'm not sure how I would go about it.
Yeah, I think I will in the future try and do it more often because it was really an amazing experience to go without technology, and I'd want to experience it again. And I think each time you'd notice something different and it'd become just easier to do.
I'm curious, Sarah, when you wrote your essay, I'm sure you probably wrote it in Microsoft Word or, you know, online somehow, right, on
yeah.
a computer. And I'm sure you probably write a lot. Did you write during the technology-free period?
I did write some, but it was a lot less than when I had my computer around.
So because that's I think, and it's interesting how a computer will change the method that you write. At least I think it does. You might dump more things out there knowing you can cut and paste them and rearrange
yeah.
them. And the end product is probably impacted by the method a little bit too. So when you normally write, is it typically always at a PC?
Yeah, I usually write on my computer, and I like how I can go back and edit whatever I want.
Yeah, I would find it very, and I should say, I'm a PC or a Mac. I don't know what you use, or, you know, who knows what you're using. But I would find it hard to sit and write something longhand, I think, when it gets to it. Do either of you have any other comments? You both really wrote beautifully, Hannah.
Thank you. No, I don't think so.
Well, I really want to congratulate you both. Sarah, anything else to add?
No.
Great. Well, the Fairchild Challenge continues. Do you know what your next challenge is?
No, not really.
Well, you'll find out. Let me see. You can actually follow the Fairchild Challenge blog on Phipps Conservatory's website. And I don't see the next challenge, but oh, here it is. Challenge 4. Artistic design, environmental message mural. Now that's the middle school challenge. It's fun to listen to me do the website, isn't it? have you done a backpack design yet?
No, I don't.
That's what it is. That's the next one. For high schools, it's backpack design for Fairchild at Phipps. I don't know if you do all of the challenges or if some of your teammates do other challenges, but that sounds like fun.
It does.
To design a backpack. Thank you both for being here today. It's really terrific to have you.
Thank you.
Take care. You can learn more about the Fairchild Challenge by going to fairchildchallengeatphipps.wordpress.com.